So then all this public speaking led you to television. How did that happen?
I love to tell teens about this because my big thing is volunteer, volunteer, volunteer. And every job I've ever had has been based on, although I got paid, not a lot. I didn't get paid big like you did and do, but every job I've had, the television was really volunteering to help people because I was a community person. And I would promote community things, community efforts, community groups, not only in Tulsa, but in Northeast Oklahoma. When I went to the legislature, that's a public service. Yes, you get paid for it, but that is the same sort of thing. So everything I've ever done has been based on that.
So didn't the television call on you to come on and be a guest?
No. I had a friend who worked in the promotion department at KOTV. She and I had been friends a long time. In fact, my mother had been her teacher. She was younger than I, but mother had been her teacher. I thought my mother liked her better than she did me, really. But be that as it may, they had a woman show, which was kind of unusual for television in the early 1950s. They had this 15-minute noontime show that was hosted by a Barbara Smith, whose father was a doctor here. Well, Barbara got married, and I thought it was very narrow-minded of her, but she went with her husband to Florida. They moved down there. So this friend of mine called and said, I know you do a lot of public speaking. Wouldn't you like to come audition for this job? And I said, heavens no, when? She said, how about tomorrow? I said, I don't know anything about television. She said, don't worry. Just do anything you want to do for about 5 minutes, and then do about a minute of a commercial. I said, I don't know what you're telling me here. And she said, sell something to me for a minute. So shaking and losing my breakfast beforehand, I went down and auditioned. And they invited me to come back and do a live show, but this was before videotape. Had film, but they only used it for news because it was too expensive. Use it once and throw it away instead of what we can do now. So they said, come do a live show. And that will be another audition.
The first audition you had. Do you remember what you tried to sell?
Oh, I remember exactly. Because Bill, when he graduated from the business school, he had been in engineering, but this was not going to phase well with his problems with polio. So he changed to the business school, and he got a job with Kerr Glass in Sand Springs, the fruit jar folks. And he was their assistant sales manager. He had me thoroughly convinced that if you wanted your tomatoes and green beans to last when you canned them, you had to use the Kerr gold lid with the gray sealing compound around the edge. That was the only thing you could use. So I sold Kerr lids.
So that's the commercial you used.
That's the commercial I did.
And based on that, they called you back.
Yes, and so I did a live show. Scared me to death. Just scared. And someone else, in fact, I remember even who the someone else was because she was a very popular lady here in town. She and her husband had a ballroom dancing school. And she was the other person that did a live audition. And I don't know whether she moved, died, or what, but they gave me the job.
And her name was?
Roberta Keith. And her husband was Jerry Keith. They were both very good dancers. In fact, he could have been on Broadway, I'm sure. But Dancing with the Stars, right. Tulsa style.
Right. But you got the job.
Reed Petersmeyer was the general manager down there, and the station was owned by John Whitney, who used to be our ambassador to England, owned by Corinthian Broadcasting out of New York. And I think somebody must have had a brain hiccup because they hired me. I don't know. I don't know and why, because I was scared to death. And that was on a Friday that I did my live audition. And on Monday, the 1st of December, I started to work. Scared, silly.